What's up, This Is Important community? Guess what we got? A sick new sponsor, Trojan, America's number one condom brand.
Trojan Man.
Yep. They're our new partners. I like to say partner.
I like it when you say it like that. Yeah. Partner.
Is this a bonus episode?
This is a bonus. We're giving them that extra content coming in hot. And you can hear it here, but guess where you can also hear it?
Where?
You can hear it on the Pleasure Is Ours feed.
Oh, and you got to say it all sexy. The Pleasure Is Ours feed. So, you know, check it out. Hope you dig it. The Pleasure Is Ours is brought to you by Trojan, America's number one condom brand. Feel your best, get yours on.
What's the show called again?
The Pleasure Is Ours.
I think I know how we're kicking it off. You already know.
The pleasure.
The pleasure is ours. We got a new podcast. This is our second. We love casting.
Look at us go.
The community demanded more, and we're giving it to them. We partnered with Trojan, and we're hosting season two of The Pleasure Is Ours. And I know I'm excited.
And The Pleasure Is Ours.
Oh, yeah. We're going to roll this one down all the way to the serial number, huh?
I know. I'm excited with Blake all being nude in this little Zoom frame I see.
Yeah, you guys have your shirts off.
Yes, I think one rule about doing The Pleasure Is Ours is I'm going to do it topless.
Yeah.
Take the bottoms off.
I want to see some nits.
They're off.
Bottoms off. Let's make it interesting. Come on.
Durst, feel free to release the twins.
We were talking about your bush. It is pretty serious right now, you were saying?
Yes, yes. I haven't trimmed in a while. It's been a minute.
Oh, I actually, for the Righteous Gemstones, just last week, I had to shave bare.
Ooh.
I shaved my pubes. I think that was the first time I've ever done that in my life.
Like, and with a
besides
Bic?
Like an
or like
accidental.
A straight razor?
You left the nut
like,
hair, right?
Like a razor. Yeah. No. I'm completely, I even shaved my butthole hair just cause.
Okay.
Just cause I was like, I'm down
just
there.
Just cause you're there. You're close. Yeah. So you might as well complete
I was like,
the
I was
task.
Like, they might, they're shooting like from behind and I think they might see some like nutsack or something. I don't know, man. I guess that's weirdly what happened was in Game Over, man. I was like butt naked and now they're like, all right, he'll show his butthole and
do
absolutely everything. So
you do it once, you'll do it again.
Yeah, you give a mouse a cookie. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Give the mouse the nookie, baby. The pleasure is ours.
Do it all for the nookie. The pleasure is ours.
So the topic of this episode is don't quit your day job.
Yes, this old saying. We all know this old saying.
Hey, what a better topic to kick it off with, the workaholics. Come on.
Yeah, come on now. And we did. We after seven seasons, we did quit our day job.
Wait, we did.
And look at your day job now. They're having you shave your butthole.
So don't quit your day job is basically saying, like, don't pursue your dreams, right?
Your dream.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a bullshit. It's like what your shitty uncle says to you. I remember. I mean, my uncles aren't like that shitty, but I remember when I first moved to Hollywood and I was like, I'm going to be an actor. I'm going to be a comedian. Right. And, you know, it's such an insane thing to say to anyone outside of like LA, where like they know people in the entertainment industry. It just seems insane. So everyone in my life said this to me and they're like, okay, don't quit your day job. And I'm like, I don't have.
Well, it's also the nicest way to tell someone you think they suck at something.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, right. Hey, it's a burn. It's definitely a burn. I don't know if it's a true piece of advice. I think it's always been a burn.
No? Where it's like you hear somebody singing and then you're like, hey, don't quit your day job.
Exactly.
Well, it's a slam.
Yeah,
since this is The Pleasure Is Ours, I kind of looped it back to, like, I don't know if you've ever met someone who's like super down on maybe thinking about joining in porno and being a porno actor.
I don't know. Have you guys met anyone who's thinking about being super down into porno? Specifically
super down?
That?
Like, have you ever had a friend who was like truly considering joining the sexual revolution and becoming a porn star?
I had a friend that you guys know who will go. Well, I can say his name is Bernie Lomax because it's not his real name.
I know him. I know that man.
But so he for a true moment was going to start producing porno.
Well, so what? Did you have to talk your boy down from the edge or?
Well, here's what's crazy is I remember him like telling his mom in front of all of us and she was like, she was smart. She was like, okay, you know, she didn't say don't quit your day job. She said, go for it. And he was like, nah,
Yeah.
Like it kind of, it made him go, I'm backing off.
Yeah. This isn't fun anymore. Mom's actually supporting me. She's supposed to be yelling at me right now.
Well, like, here's my headshot.
So if we were true to the saying of don't quit your day job, would you have like asked to maybe see like some kind of audition tape and then been like, yo, bro, you just don't have the goods to do it? Like maybe don't quit your day job.
I don't think he wanted to be in the movies. I think he just wanted to like produce them because he was like, it's funny, but it's also porno and there's a ton of money in that.
Well, sure. I mean, anytime you can get into that, is there a ton of money in porn?
Yeah. I mean, if you hit a main vein, you're getting paid.
Oh, the pressure is higher. I think they're all hitting the main vein, dog.
I know, right? The main
vein. You know what I mean? Trojan man. Trojan man.
Yeah, there's definitely money in porno. What?
Yeah, there is money.
I bet somebody's making money. I just don't know if our boy Bernie Lomax is going to make a fortune off this endeavor. To me, I'm like, don't quit your day job. That's what I would say to him.
He didn't have one.
Well, and that would be a burn. And that'd be a burn. You'd be burning. Well, burning.
Like, to me, when I was, because all these like topics kind of have to relate back to like sex or dating or something like that, right? This is sponsored by Trojan.
That's all we all got
condom.
Here, right?
Yeah. But don't quit your, imagine you have sex with someone and then they look in your eyes after your, or like during having sex or maybe right after you climax and they lock into you and say, don't quit your day job.
It's just
Are you saying as a porno?
No, just like he's just saying if you're just having sex with somebody and somebody burned you like right after you made your like cum sound.
But that's
like,
a weird one to say.
No, it's not. It's not if like you're don't really your the guy job. Who's going I'm like,
yeah, how does that feel? How does that feel to you?
I agree. Well, it's only weird if you're not that guy.
I mean, if you're asking for positive reinforcement and then that's what she offers you,
you need to tee it up. It can't just happen.
Oh, right. You have to. Okay. So that picture
the whole thing is like you want to pursue your dream job usually, right? It's like you don't want to be a singer. You want to be a singer who's paid, right? So that's why it's don't quit your day job. So if you're on a porno set, it's your first day. And then you're like, how'd I do? And she goes, don't quit your day job.
Ouch.
Burn.
Well, I don't know. Like, do any of you guys feel like you have some kind of all-star move that would make you a viable commodity for the porn industry? Like,
that is a very, very revealing question.
Yeah, I've got plenty of sort of trademark moves.
I feel like I would have to be in some kind of a very weird niche market.
Like Ron Jeremy, like some hedgehogs.
People
style.
That are into like hair suits or something.
Yeah, like funny, like, you know, like shouldn't be in porno kind of a guy.
Right. I like that.
Small dick.
I'm a real good soaker.
Yeah, really smart.
I mean, I don't know if it's my Steve, but I've got a good feeling I gave a great hand job, dude. I feel like I would excel.
Wait, you're talking about...
I thought you were asking us what our moves were.
Yeah.
Not our hypothetical...
That's my move, dude. It's my move on myself.
Well,
I know I have a good hand job.
Well, yeah.
You're 100% certain?
Wait, are you guys saying you have a good hand job?
Yes, because I give them to me.
Or you can jack off well. Those are two separate things. No, I don't know.
Not if you come around from behind the guy.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying, if I had to go into the porn industry and I had to bet on myself and like be the best at something, I think I'd be like a killer, like hand job assassin.
I bet you'd be. All right, cool. I've seen you play video games.
Pepper. I've seen you with the pepper grinder. Holy cow.
Say when. And that's my whole thing. My whole catchphrase is say when. And there's t-shirts. And my mom has one that she wears to the gym.
Oh my God.
Whoa. She's so proud
of me. This worked out. It's too good.
This dude's the pepper cracker. Say when.
Hey, your son's say when guy.
Should we like produce a spinoff Workaholics TV show, but it is a porno?
Absolutely.
And the characters keep finding themselves in hardcore pornographic situations?
Yeah.
Or should we not quit our day job?
Don't quit your day job. I say don't quit your day job.
I'm in, man. I just would like my character to be replaced with a female that has a mustache so you could get into really like cool scenarios.
Progressive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Female that has a mustache, like a real mustache?
It could be like just glued on or whatever, but I just think it would add a really funny dynamic to our already hilarious relationship.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
The pleasure is ours.
So obviously this podcast is brought to you by Trojan, America's number one condom. And specifically this episode, we're talking Ultra Fit.
Yeah, for all the different kinds of dicks out there.
There's a lot. Turns out there's lots of different shapes and sizes of dicks. You know, the some are long and skinny, some are short and fat.
And Trojan has our backs.
They do. Right. Thank God.
They have our dicks.
Trojan has our dicks.
It's actually kind of cool. This line of condoms that they have, it's called Ultra Fit. There's four different types. There's Bare Feel, which is designed to make it feel like it's not even there. I think that's going to be a big hit for them.
Right. Well, what about Sensitive Tip Feel? You know, it's designed to focus intensity and stimulation at the tip. That's pretty good.
Yeah. They also have Comfort Feel, which is designed with like a slight taper for smooth, sensual pleasure. I think that that will work for your dick. I've seen your dick before. Mine. I feel you're going to want it. You're going to want some wiggle room at the top.
Did you say it tapers outward? Did you say it tapers outward?
With a slight taper for smooth, sensual pleasure. Yeah.
Yep. Right. You guessed it. That's mine.
And Blake, you used to drive a Jeep with a big American Eagle on the front of it, right?
So I feel like you guys are really burying the headline because my favorite one is the Freedom Feel.
I know it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually designed with less restriction for uninhibited sensation, which you know I'm all about. I like to just let the freedom flag fly. Yeah. And the freedom flag is my dick with a condom on it.
As always, Trojan is triple tested and trusted for over 100 years. I know they're my favorite condom.
Wow.
I love them.
By far the best.
I've been a Trojan man for many years.
Dude, I've had so many awesome experiences.
So
nice.
Ultra Fit, Bare Feel, Sensitive Tip Feel, Comfort Feel, and Freedom Feel. Feel your best, get yours on.
I feel like I threw my info out about being, you know, the best I'm at is giving handjobs. Do you guys want to go on record for what you think you're the best at?
What are we talking about, like, the best at, like, what? I don't, because I've never given a handjob or a blowjob or anything, but.
Sure.
Are we talking about just gay stuff? Like, what we think we would be the best at?
No, this is
what
we know we're best at. This is like in a world where you have to have a porno move. Blake said his was handjobs.
Mine is dropping in from the top rope.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
I feel like I'll swing in. I'll swing in.
The boner breaker?
Yeah. The boner breaker.
What have you ever busted your boner?
Have I ever broke my boner? No, I never. I mean, yeah. Well, yes, I have. I've had to stop and been like, that really hurt. But no, I never had to go to the hospital and get it cast.
Wait a second. Or whatever. You've bent it out of shape or whatever and been like, we got to pause?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, what do you mean you bent it?
Like you folded it in half the wrong way trying to get it on.
Yeah, yeah, but it's
like somebody's on top.
Like it was like dislocated or what's up?
Have you ever had it where like your finger, like the knuckle kind of pops out and then you just got to like kind of pop the knuckle back in?
Yeah.
Dick-located.
That's what I was imagining.
Okay. I like that. And Durs, what's yours? What would you, if you had to have a secret move?
Man. What would it be? It'd be nipple play.
The pleasure is ours.
You know those you'll watch something and you're like, this is like a lot of time on the nipples here.
Like, move on.
Who is doing this? There's no way it feels that good. No way. Yeah.
You gotta tap in, bro. Nips rock.
Nips rock, well, but is
they rock. They're fine. Nips are fine.
Well, so
I think
your
some people have fine, super. Like, well, the way Kyle's looking at me, he has super, super duper sensitive nipples.
I do,
which is weird because I've grabbed them for like 20 years. I'm always at grabbing
but
your.
You're
titties.
You're not trying to make me feel good when you do that.
But well, evidently, on accident, I'm making you
the pleasure
juice
yours.
Your jeans.
If you put a little bit more effort in it, something might happen.
His last words.
So,
and then he died.
Dur, since you're claiming nipple play as your special move, is that like, do you like turn people out? Like, is it like, make you love
and nothing
nipple
else.
Play?
I'm fully clothed. I'm dressed like a scientist.
Yes.
You're doing research.
Right. I'm doing research on the areola.
Does the nipple play include like toys? Do you use props? Is there feathers? Yeah,
it's got to. I think it's got to.
Like syrups.
Right. I mean, you know, and I'm sure as like the years go on, there's like piercings, magnets.
Oh, how do they work?
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
What are the magnets about? Hold up. What's the magnets about, Mr. Dr. Nipple?
Like, because if they have like a piercing, you hold like the magnet above it and you can like make the boob kind of follow it. Oh, you don't connect them. Don't connect them. Just have it kind of like raise up.
Wow. He's doing all kinds of weird experiments over there. All right.
Okay.
So we got
for the pleasure.
We got the circus performer over here that's dropping in from the top rope.
Sure.
Blake, who is just giving hand jobs, evidently.
Yeah, he's just crushing hand jobs. He's cracking pepper.
Yeah, he's cracking pepper. Is that enough?
Say when?
Is that enough?
He's dressed like a waiter. He's got like a fucking like fancy smock on.
And Carl is just like a very, like you said, it was like very kinky. Like, what did you say?
It's it was like it's probably like mostly shadows. I don't know what it is. I don't really know
what
it
is.
It's mostly shadows.
It's I play in what you don't see. I'm the kind of
I'll
give you a butt cheek in the light and then go back in. You know,
it's very art house film.
She says, "Is it in yet?"
It's what are those? What's those pornos where you just see the face? You know what I mean? You don't see anything else.
Yeah.
It's all reactions. I feel like I would crush that.
Beautiful.
So you're like a fill in the blank guy. Let your imagination.
I do enjoy suspending disbelief.
You're like a cool 90s Cinemax movie.
His porno name is Fill in the Blanks.
And I think if anyone saw us as professional porn stars with these cool new nicknames, they might say, don't quit your day job.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, don't quit your day job. I mean, have you guys ever had anyone like say that to you? Because I've had someone legit say that to me before.
I'm sorry. I take it back.
Dirt.
You blew me away. Look at your great success.
I remember when I was 19 years old, and you guys remember we were friends at this point, minus Durs, because we hadn't met him yet. But I was 19, and I was working at that camera store in Orange County. And I was selling tripods, didn't know anything about tripods. All I knew is they had three legs. I got fired. Basically, I got fired because I drank too much water.
Yeah.
And then they got, because I was like always leaving my area to like go get more water. And then the guy was like, hey, I'm firing you. And I'm like, okay, all right. And then his daughter's
on what grounds? On water, actually.
You drink too much water.
Not on land.
And then his daughters, who helped him run the business, were like, "Don't fire Adam. He's a good kid. He just drinks too much water. He stays very hydrated." And so he calls me up and he's like, "Hey, I'm not going to fire you. I just need you to stay at your station more and sell more tripods." And then I go, "I'm sorry. I think it was a good thing that you let me go because I have to concentrate on my comedy." I told him that at like 19, and he was like, "Oh God, don't quit your day job." And he said that to me. And I remember thinking, I was just fired from my day job. You fucking idiot. Yeah. You just fired me from my day job.
Yeah. Right. What the hell?
I can't quit it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember it being like, I didn't catch it until after the fact. I'm like, yeah, well, I know but I got to give comedy a shot. And then I hung up, and then I'm like telling our friend Austin about that. And then I was like, I said, don't quit your day job. And then I was like, but he just fired me. And we laughed.
I think we find this fucking guy.
Yes.
And we have Blake fucking jack him off while I work the nipples.
Bro.
And then you fly in from the top rope.
I'll swing in.
And just when he thinks it's over, Kyle creeps in from the shadows. Don't quit your day job. And you go, don't quit your day job.
Don't quit your day job, buddy.
Hey, don't quit. How about you don't quit your day job?
Yeah, that's what I should have said. That's always that's always fun when someone says something to you and then your retort is the exact same thing that they said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you don't quit your day job?
Yeah. No, you don't quit your day job.
Yeah, my job's fine. You don't quit yours.
It's cool when it works too. When the person's like, "Oh, you want me to quit?" And you're like, "Wow, it worked."
Yeah, right.
Have you guys ever been fired?
Yeah, I got fired from Lacoste on Rodeo Drive. That was pretty epic. I just went. It was like the holiday season, and I went home for a week instead of the 3 days I told him I'd be gone.
Sorry about it.
Yeah, fucking where's the wiggle room?
Sorry.
Oh, that's it. Don't quit your day job. Get fired from it.
Get fired from your day job.
So like,
yep, get fired.
Get like, so yeah, that's pretty good.
See, that's, and that is actually good advice. So do we, what's a better phrase than don't quit your day job? Because I mean, that is, it is a slam. It's
don't
shitty.
Do porno.
Well, yeah, I would say
when
that's
someone
probably...
starts singing, just go, hey, don't do porno.
What if it's like, don't quit your day job, but you can film porno at night in your room on like a, on like an OnlyFans or something as a
that's,
side hustle.
That's better. Yeah. A little long.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems
right. Don't quit
your
day
job. I don't
job,
know if that
but...
one has legs.
Yeah, try
how about
a side
don't
hustle
quit
first.
Your dream job.
Okay.
Oh.
How about that? Would that be, would that be nice for the kids who are getting trophies for just participating these days?
Well, I mean, it's not a horrible, like, don't quit your day job, because some people, like, should not quit their day job. Like, if they are going after something. And they like, if you're, you want to be a pro baseball player and you're giving it your all, but like you can't throw a baseball and you're like, I'm giving it all to my dream. I'm going to quit my day job and learn to throw this baseball. And the guy's 37. You're like, buddy, you're not going to be a pro baseball player. Don't quit your day job. It's good advice.
I think that also kind of ties in with the way I spun it is like, you can have your day job and then at night throw the ball against the wall a little bit, you know,
you can have your day job. And eat, it too. Some sort of play on that.
There we go. You can have your day job and eat it too.
You can have a day job and have a side hustle to get you some money
to eat.
To possibly eat.
You can
it
have a day well. Job and eat your side hustle.
Side hustle.
I like that. I like a mashup of two sayings.
Yeah.
You can have
yeah,
your day job and
mashup.
Eat it too. And eat it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we just change the world?
So. Oh my God.
I hope so.
The hey, pleasure
it was
is mine.
Our pleasure.
It was.
The pleasure is ours.
The pleasure is ours.
Yeah. Have we talked about how to end these episodes yet?
I think we just did it.
This episode was brought to you by Trojan, America's number one condom brand. You can get any of Trojan's products that were featured in this episode, like Bearskin Raw, Ultra Fit, Ultra Thin, and Delay Spray, online or at any major retailer. Feel your best. Get yours on.